Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today we're talking about peer pressure is controlling your entire life. That sounds very severe, but if you reflect and you think about any of the choices that you made in your life, as harsh as it may be for you to do it, as hard a process as it may be, you may find it hard to admit that, peer pressure has shaped some important decisions in your life. Maybe not everything, but really any kind of decisions that are made and based around peer pressure, if they're not actually in line with your own beliefs and your own goals, then they could be deemed as being negative. And I would imagine it's what happens to a lot of people when they get on in life and they hit, the quarter life crisis is a thing. Obviously midlife crisis is well documented. I think where people have a lot of regret, and I think a lot of regret does come from feeling that you haven't lived your own life. And those feelings can come from a very early age, when you are obviously trying to live up to expectations, you're trying to study the subjects that is required of you, you're trying to when you're going to college, you're trying to choose the potential career. At such a young age, you have to decide what your future job is going to entail and your future career, and then you end up going to college and putting many years and time and effort and money and study into doing that very career that you chose as a child. You're choosing it as a child to do in later life. And then following that path, basically, how far do you go with your peer groups? I mean, there are people that the clothes that they wear, the car that they drive, the partner that they're seeing or going out with or even marrying, the holidays that they go on, the clubs or the hobbies that they have is all based on trying to impress other people or trying to live up to other people's expectations. Who are these other people that we're talking about? Well, basically your peer groups. So, obviously family have a big influence and family can peer pressure. Also work colleagues can peer pressure. Your neighborhood, your community, that can keep you kind of in check and make sure that you don't have any ideas or notions beyond yourself. That's one that kind of I avoided. When I was a kid, we moved home several times and I lived in different areas, and the same as an adult, I lived in different regions, and each county is different. I've lived in several different counties. I've lived outside. I lived in Los Angeles as well as outside of Ireland. I didn't ever get a chance to have a specific community that I felt a part of. As a result, there's obviously some negative aspects to that, but focusing on the positive aspects, it was that I never developed strong peer social groups within my communities. I did within my sports and within other areas of my life, work and stuff like that, but I didn't within my community. So community for me never really held me back as to expectations. That's maybe why I ended up deciding being a full-time professional martial arts instructor, or even going down this route of self-development and podcasting, because I'm not necessarily worried about what my peers from school, because I went to several different schools due to moving house, so I never really had a strong school peer group or a strong community-based peer group. So I think I've seen many people that have had, and it has held them back. I've been held back in other areas, but it's not those areas. So it's really, really interesting when you look at the timeline in your life and you think about what decisions did you make that you think may have been influenced by your peer group, rightly or wrongly. It's absolutely fine if what you want for yourself is identical to what your peer group is expecting from you, that's perfect. That's a win-win scenario. But if it's not, it could be holding you back. If you're living your life based on what other people's expectations are, or trying to impress other people, then it can be, you know, sooner or later that can come back to bite you on the ass. So it is something that you should look at. You should have a look and see what peer pressure has affected your life. Television, media, all media, and social media now is affecting us as well, because it's all selling us a lifestyle, selling us a life that we then convince ourselves that we actually want to live. And that's a form of peer pressure. Also, the biggest one from an Irish perspective, unfortunately from an Irish perspective, the one that every Irish person listening can relate to, is peer pressure around alcohol. How strong is that in Irish society? Peer pressure around, I don't even need to give examples, because I think everyone has lived it at one stage or another. So in the Irish environment, in the Irish life, and I'm sure that's true to very many other cultures that I don't have the experience of to talk about, but from an Irish perspective, peer pressure around alcohol is definitely, has always been a massive part of our lives and our social network. So have a think about what I'm saying to you. You know, maybe you don't have to, maybe one of the trade-offs is you won't have such an amazing all-inclusive social life. Maybe it means that you need to have better friends, basically, and listen to better influences, have better peer groups, so that you're not influenced negatively away from your path. I would love to hear your views on anything that I've discussed, whether rightly, wrongly. If you don't agree with what I'm saying or what I'm talking about, please, I'd love to hear your views. If it has affected your life in the past or in the present, or it might do in the future, I would also love to hear your views. So please get in touch with in any of the channels that are listed below. So thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.